The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, police in Florida, where else, arrested a woman for skinny dipping in a stranger's pool.
With Tony Kornheiser, you can get arrested for that? I guess I'd better stop doing it, huh?
Yeah, I think you better cut that out, especially up there in, you know, Northwest D.C. It's so proper, so many blue bloods up there. I don't know that your neighbors will, you know, forgive you.
Yeah. Actually, there are no pools on my street whatsoever, unlike your house where there's a pool and a putting green. I don't have anything like that. I wish I did. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, opening ceremonies, vaccines in the NFL, and the Cleveland Guardians. But we begin again today with Texas and Oklahoma trying to flee the Big 12 and land in the SEC. The Big 12 leadership met yesterday to discuss the matter on a conference call, and the notable absences were Texas and Oklahoma, who the Athletic reports will notify the conference of their intention to leave on Monday. The Big 12 also discussed taking in new members or maybe even merging with the Pac-12 to form a 20-team conference. Wilbon, how do you feel about all this?
I hate it. I grew up in a different world. You know, I'm not 15 years old or 25 years old. I grew up in a world where the Big Ten were 10 schools that I cared about and knew where each of them was located and could tell you the name of their stadiums. And now you're just going to have like two conferences. That's all it's going to be. So much for the Power Five. It's going to be the Power Two. And each one of them will have like 25 schools in it. And it's a waste of my time. It's a waste of time to talk about conferences. There are no more conferences. And by the way, I have not, Tony, maybe you've heard this. I haven't heard anybody ask or answer the question, why the hell should the SEC even do this? Why? The SEC, there's two conferences really that matter. In multiple sports, and certainly starting in football, the SEC and the Big Ten. Why does the SEC need Texas even? As big and as strong as Texas? We don't need Texas. So why don't the SEC just say, stay in your own lane. We don't need you. Yeah. But I hate it.
Okay.
It's going to happen, and I'm going to watch the games anyway, even though I hate it.
The answer to all of your questions, as we know, is money. Texas and Oklahoma bring in really big money. Let's look at the SEC for a second. There's reports that Texas A&M, which jumped into the SEC, and Missouri don't want Texas and Oklahoma because it hurts their little geographical niche in the SEC. If I'm the SEC and I hear this, I tell them to take a walk. We don't need you. Texas alone brings in more money. It's an enormous state school, brings in more money than both those schools combined. Texas and Oklahoma are big money. Now, let's look at this for a second. The traditional powers there, Alabama, LSU, Florida, Georgia, they're not afraid of Texas and Oklahoma. They say, come on, it's okay. You add them to your conference. You add them to your conference. You got the best conference by far. You know what, Mike? If you take Ohio State and Clemson as well, you don't need any other conference. What's happened to the Big 12 is that they have realized now they are an also-ran. They've been shredded. The thought that they would combine with the Pac-12, another bag of bones, tells you how desperate they are. They've got schools like West Virginia and Iowa State don't even belong there at all. We're going to not see two conferences, Mike. We're going to see one conference. It's going to be enormous, but we're going to see one conference down the road negotiating their own television deals for the national championship.
Well, that, we know that. That's about to happen right now. I mean, one doesn't do it. And if you have one, you have nothing. So we're not going to have college sports as we have known them. The initial question was, how do I like it? I don't like it. I hate it.
Let's go back to what you said before, because I am like you in this regard. I remember the Big Eight and the Southwestern Conference.
Yeah. And
that's every
eight.
Year. That's Oklahoma, Texas, Nebraska, A&M, SMU, TCU, Colorado. You could have had a national champion from any of those schools. And now they're scattered to the wind. They're scattered.
Yeah. Yes. College sports. As we knew it is done. There's nothing to like about that. That's just people splitting up money. I don't give a damn about their money. Like, they don't care about mine. I don't care about that. The product stinks. Soon, watch. Let's move to the backlash over the NFL's new measures to get players vaccinated. The league announced yesterday that COVID outbreaks among unvaccinated players this season could lead to forfeits that would cost both teams their game checks. Several players, including DeAndre Hopkins, Leonard Fournette, Jonathan Feliciano, expressed their dismay on Twitter. A couple of those guys walked it back. Tony, do you see this policy as an overreach by the NFL?
I don't, because I think you have to be very careful about the technical language in this, in which they said this could lead to forfeits if we cannot rearrange the schedule to accommodate these teams. I think there's going to be an attempt to accommodate. What this is essentially, Mike, this is pressure, this is leverage, this is cajoling. The NFL wants all of its players to be vaccinated, and I happen to agree with that. I think that's a good thing. I don't personally want to go to work in an office with somebody who isn't vaccinated. I'm not saying they don't have the right to refuse the vaccine. They do, but I don't want to work with them. And the NFL, which has the right to do this to coaches and equipment managers and scouts, and has seen a couple of assistants, longtime assistants, walk away because they don't want to get the vaccine.
Yes.
The NFL is exerting pressure so that you can at least get everybody up to a threshold where everybody can play.
Well, Tony, we've already seen this to a, I don't know, lesser degree with the NBA trying to exert pressure in the way that that league prefers to do it. This is happening in workplaces all across America, maybe the world. Right now we can concentrate on our own situation. And yes, when an assistant coach basically has to say, okay, I'm not going to do this so we can part company, that's pressure, Tony. And I'm sorry if people, this is all can be seen as political. Yeah, that's the side I'm on. Get your vaccine. Get vaccinated. So, you know, Dominique Foxworth was so eloquent and so persuasive and so forceful on this already this morning on this network that I just wanted to stand and applaud. I certainly need to reach out to him to say thank you for giving voice to this, not just this position, but as he said, I'm sorry, vaccines are not new in America. Are these same people who don't want to have this particular vaccine, or did they object to polio, the vaccine for polio? Did their parents or their grandparents, they have vaccines in their bodies now. They do. Because this is not new. Yeah. This is plus 60 years old in the United States of America. Don't tell me now that this is infringing on your freedom. When sometimes we thank all the time, and we should, justly so, the military for giving up some of their own personal freedoms, people who serve this country, so that we, for the greater good, can have societal freedom. Well, where is this now? And I'm with that line of thinking 100%. And you know what? If the NFL wants to enforce it and the people want to get angry and people want to leave their jobs and leave their careers, then get out. Too bad.
We are in total agreement because we're old and we're vulnerable and we understand this. And we've seen the wonders of vaccine.
Yes.
If great players, DeAndre Hopkins, you mentioned, if he doesn't want to get it, the appeal that the NFL is making here, Mike, is to the oldest thing in a team sport. It's to team. It's saying don't deprive your teammates of being able to play. Right. Care about your team. Let's move to baseball. The Cleveland Indians are done. The new nickname of the Cleveland baseball team beginning next year will be the Guardians. The nickname comes from a couple of stone monuments near the stadium known as the Guardians of Traffic. Will Bond, this is a Midwestern deal. I don't get it. Are you okay with Guardians?
No. And let me have a hot take. This is so stupid and so lazy and so like marketing executives who take over these things. There's a team called the Cleveland Spiders. Oh, wait, it was the baseball franchise of the great city of Cleveland back when it was, I don't know, probably the fifth or sixth largest city in America, Tony, maybe even third or fourth. So Cleveland's had this. They had a team called the Spiders. They could have reached back and gotten it, and they could have gone back, and they could have glorified the history of the great Cleveland franchise of more than 100 years ago. But no. No, I'm sure marketing people took over because they wanted the I-A-N-S. It's lazy and it's stupid, and I don't care what they call themselves because that's not my town. But it is, let me say one more time. It's lazy and it's stupid when you've got spiders out there to create something off a monument. I've been over that. I've been past those, the statue of traffic. Who cares? Who cares in Cleveland about it? They don't. It's dumb.
Okay. So Guardians wouldn't have been my first choice or my 100th choice. I never would have chosen it. It's better than Kraken. Guardians of Traffic to me sounds like a rock and roll band. I mean, what do I know Cleveland for? I know it for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They could have been the Rockers as far as I'm concerned. I know it for LeBron. I know it for Mike Fratello. They could have been the Cleveland Fratellos. I love the name Browns for Paul Brown and Jim Brown.
Yes.
I would say you could be the Cleveland Browns, and then in parentheses, also. I think that would look very good. What this whole thing does to me, Mike, is because I understand why you get rid of Indians. I understand why you got rid of Chief Yahoo. But it scares me, Mike, because I don't want the Washington football team to have another nickname. I like Washington football team.
Who told you that the first day they said Washington football team? I said, this will never change. It will be that.
You like it?
I hope it's that. It's right there.
That's fun. Let's take a break. Coming up, the Giants beat the Dodgers again, but should this have been ruled a check swing?
If my child says he's going to grow up and get a degree in marketing, he's out. He's out of the will, out of the house. He's out of everything. What's the word for the first challenge that Team USA faces on Sunday morning?
Would you have liked Rockers for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I would have been okay, but
bad.
Yes. But Spiders, it's there.
Time to get it on with Lexicon. And what's the word was first?
The pivotal ruling that Darren Ruff checked his swing against the Dodgers last night was blank.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
It was wrong. It's wrong. It was a strike. It's a bad call.
It's a strike.
Dave Roberts is right. It was strike three and the game should have been over. And now what might be over is Kenley Jansen. This is the second night in a row, Mike, against a blood rival, the Giants, that at home, he blew the save. These numbers are brutal. Seven runs, seven hits, four walks, in only one full inning pitched. It's just terrible. If you're a member of that team or you're the manager of that team, even though you want to back Kenley Jansen, can you put him in against the Giants and the Padres, teams that you have to beat? I'm not sure that you can. I watched the replay of this. It's a bad call. There's a difference between holding your position and completing the full arc of the swing. Mike, I think that 95% of the time that's called strike three.
First of all, the ball's over the plate and it's underneath the letters. It's a strike. It's a called strike. And it's inciting. The call that he checked is inciting. And, of course, it incited primarily Dave Roberts. Let me just mention this to you. I watched the replay, too. I was watching it live, okay? I'm watching it live last night in a clubhouse. I've got the game on. I got a nice chicken sandwich going. And I'm waiting here. This is drama building. Oh, wait. MLB Network decides to just take it off and go to commercials, 3, 4, 5 commercials. after Kenley Jansen has thrown the ball 3 feet over somebody's head at 95 miles per hour to load the bases. I don't even get to see the rest live because MLB Network, probably marketing people at that point, who say, oh, you don't need to see this.
Yeah,
let's just
that.
Go to some commercials. So I didn't see it. But inciting Dave Roberts.
Sunday's game against France is a blank test for the Olympic men's basketball team.
It is a redemptive test, okay? France has NBA players. France has Evan Fournier and Rudy Gobert and Nicholas Batum and Frank Ntilikina. I hope I pronounced that right. If you lose to Nigeria, you can lose to France. And in fact, Greg Popovich lost to France a couple of years ago in the FIBA World Cup and says that he spent the last 2 years thinking about that. He even wanted Kevin Love on this team specifically to guard Gobert and take him out Kevin Love went out to shoot threes. But Love, you know, can't play. He's not playing on the team because he's hurt. And JaVale McGee ain't taking anybody out to shoot threes. That's not going to happen. I use the word redemptive, Mike, because I think the United States will win this game. I think that they will win the gold medal. And my reasoning is always the same, even when I'm wrong, which is that other countries have some NBA players and we have all NBA players.
Well, that's nice reasoning for the 1990s. There are other countries now that have all NBA players as well, or virtually all.
Ooh.
Tony, it's a light test. It's a light test. Because France has got, as you mentioned, Gobert, Ntilikina, Fournier, and Batum. It is not like Tony Parker and Boris Diaw walking through that door. So, you know, France has a nice team. They can challenge the U.S. for a while. We still have the best team. Doesn't mean we've had the best team. We thought in 2004 and got crushed and finished in like fifth place.
We haven't won them all.
We haven't won them all. Can't win them all anymore. But, Tony, it's a light test. That's it. Not a huge test like will be coming down the road in this tournament.
That's it. Let's take one last break still to come. The Yankees throw one away. Oh, do they?
And could Bradley Beal, here we go again, end up on the Warriors?
What? How would that happen? Don't they
Trades.
Have guards?
Trades.
Wait,
they got
don't
two
they
draft
have
picks.
Curry and Thompson? You can...
New tonight on SportsCenter. Hear Dak Prescott's first training camp comments, setting the new expectations in Dallas with his return this season. Plus, full coverage of Trevor Bauer's court appearance today in response to sexual assault allegations. And a new report surrounding today's historic name change in baseball for the now Cleveland Guardians. SportsCenter, right after PT.
Wendy.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 47th birthday, Maurice Green. In honor of the Olympics, we wish a happy birthday to an Olympic gold medal sprinter. A former world record holder, Green won the gold medal in the 100-meter dash in Sydney in 2000, and another gold medal there in the 4x100-meter relay. Green collected a silver medal in that same relay 4 years later in Athens, and a bronze medal in the 100. Green's signature moment, though, might have come after he won the 100 in a pre-Olympic meet in 2004. Green tore off his track shoes, and a friend turned a fire extinguisher on them, signifying
it's
how
so
fast
great.
Green ran.
How great is
the
that?
The 100 at the Olympics is the glamour track event, and the winner is always labeled the world's fastest human. For a long period of time in recent years, Usain Bolt all but copyrighted that phrase.
You know how much I love Usain Bolt. On my way to the World Track and Field Stadium for the championships in 2017 to see Usain Bolt, I ran into Mo Green. It's 13 years after that shoe extinguishing thing we just showed. And we showed the clip while others may have forgotten. Mo Green came up to me, hugged me, and said, I love you guys. You show the clip. It is my favorite thing. And
that's
we both
great.
Just started laughing hysterically.
That's great.
Because Mo Green was that's an great. Entertainer, man. He knew what he was doing.
Happy anniversary, Nomar Garciaparra. On this day 19 years ago, Nomar hit three consecutive home runs in a span of two innings, accounting for eight RBI as the Red Sox pummeled Tampa Bay 22-4. Garciaparra was part of a tremendous class of American League shortstops at the same time. He was in Boston, Derek Jeter was in New York, Alex Rodriguez was in Seattle. Garciaparra and Jeter were rookies of the year. Garciaparra was the American League batting champ in 1999 at 357, and in 2000 at 372. In 2002, he had 120 RBI and a league-leading 56 doubles. The sadness in Garciaparra's career undoubtedly was that he was traded to the Cubs at the trade deadline in 2004, just months before the Sox won their first World Series in 86 years. Garciaparra is married to soccer star Mia Hamm, and by the way, today is his 48th birthday.
Tony, you know, there had to be some overlap at the beginning of their careers with the great Cal Ripken Jr. And then maybe not many years, but there was some. I got to tell you this. You know, I like to think I know all things Chicago Cubs. I don't remember Nomar ever in uniform for the Cubs. I just saw it. I know it happened. I don't remember it, not even for a second. And the 2003 really? Cubs had greatness written all over them. They didn't achieve it.
Happy trails, Nelson Cruz. Tampa Bay has traded with Minnesota for the 41-year-old slugger, giving up a couple of pitching prospects. Cruz's 19 home runs are tied for second most among designated hitters this year. He's batting 294, and he's got 50 RBI. Cruz liked playing for the Twins and called the trade, quote, shocking and heartbreaking. But the Twins are way below 500, and Tampa Bay is a playoff contender. This is what happens the week before the trade deadline. Some teams become buyers, and some teams become sellers. It is unusual for Tampa Bay to become a buyer because their payroll is 26th out of 30 teams. But in a most unlikely Tampa Bay move, they will assume the remaining $5.1 million of Cruz's $13 million contract. But don't panic. Cruz is on a one-year deal. This is just a rental.
Yeah, Tony, $5.1 million is nothing for a Major League Baseball team. It's nothing for any team in professional sports these days. So it's not a big deal. But it is interesting in terms of their philosophy. What they normally don't do, they're now going to try a slightly different tack. We'll see if it works.
Yeah, well, they're behind Boston at the moment, and they remember being in the World Series, and they would like to get back. No errors today, and we go to the big finish. Naomi Osaka lit the cauldron at this morning's Olympic opening ceremony. Your thoughts?
Tony, I find just hearing it uplifting, and I hope, given everything that's been going on, that Naomi Osaka finds it uplifting as well. I'm sure she must. Brooks Kreske threw four wild pitches in the 10th. Yanks lost to the Sox. Your thoughts?
After the second one, they would have taken him out, but you've got to pitch to three batters. That's the new rule. They sent the guy down after
that's
the game.
Sad.
Nobody gets four
that's
wild
sad.
Pitches. I'm sorry. The Athletic reports that Bradley Beal is at the top of the Warriors' wish list if he becomes available. You tell me how that's a good fit.
Well, Bradley Beal would be a good fit virtually anywhere, and certainly with those guys, a veteran knows how to play, knows how to score, can shoot the ball. Seems like Jimmy Butler, that rumor, if it has any validity at all, like he'd be an even better fit than Bradley Beal.
Better fit.
Just saying. The Bucks got their Super Bowl rings last night. What did you think of them?
They have removable tops. It's a twist-off ring, like a glass of a bottle of beer. What is that? That's crazy. Last one, U.S. Women's Soccer against New Zealand tomorrow. Who you got?
U.S. has already lost in group play to Sweden. They need to win, so they need to win.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. Actually, there's a weekend coming up. We'll see you Monday. And now, here's SportsCenter. See that hinge, Tone? Got the hinge
PTI.
Back.